from KQED. From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. An effort to repeal the California Dream Act has failed to get enough signatures to qualify for the ballot. The Dream Act is the new state law allowing college students who are illegal immigrants to apply for public aid. Republican State Assemblyman Tim Donnelly led the repeal effort. He says petitioners needed to get more than 500,000 signatures. They fell short by about 57,000. A high surf advisory remains in effect today until 6 p.m. Tom Preet is the publisher of the Ocean Beach Bulletin, a KQED News associate. He was down on the beach this morning as high tide came in.
I've been fishing Ocean Beach for about 15 years now. I definitely would not go out in conditions like this. I would consider this to be a kind of a life hazard, but there's a fellow a stone's throw from me who's fishing for perch and smoking a cigarette at the same time.
Forecasters say there's a danger of riptides and hazardous waves on Ocean Beach and elsewhere on the San Francisco shoreline. AT&T's Bay Area customers now have access to a higher-speed wireless network. Bill Ho is a wireless analyst with the firm Current Analysis. He says customers who choose to upgrade to the company's new 4G network can expect a significant improvement.
Everything should be a lot faster, so the download should be a lot more speedy. For AT&T, the benefit of the technology is that you can get more efficiency so that you can get more people enjoying the faster speeds.
To get it on a smartphone, you'll need to buy one that's equipped with an LTE antenna, something that many popular phone models, including Apple's iPhone, don't yet have. I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.